Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
And we're coming to you live tonight from Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, let's jump to the case. We're going to talk about relationships versus being single, the pros and the cons. I personally don't have much, you know, good experience with relationships, not going to lie. But we got Danielle here. She does. So Puddin's going to rock that for us.
I'll do my best. Talk about,
so, you know, you've been with, you don't even know how long then?
Me and my guy have been together for about 3 years now.
3 years. And what's your longest relationship?
With my ex, that was about 6.5 years.
I was married for 8 years, and I had a relationship with him for 13. But that feels epically. I'm not going to get into that because I should give no advice on having a relationship because I feel epically, like it epically. That's all I can say. But like, need I say more, guys? I feel epically. That committed relationship thing just, yeah, no, and amazingly, I was the most committed in it. So, yeah, but. I do miss the relationship. I mean, like, and they tell when you're by yourself and you're single, you miss it, sure. But, like, I don't miss somebody snoring in my ear. Like, I miss cuddling, but I do not miss someone snoring in my ear. Different, like, I don't think I could live back in that life again after being free of it. Like, somebody else taking up your space. Like, I can't have a junk drawer because you want to put your socks in there? What? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Married life, I don't think I could do it again. Like, do you guys have routine? Like, certain, like, there's a certain side of his bed, and yeah, I told you the other day in group, like, I don't know how I wake up in the positions I wake up. Like, I'm all over the bed. I love that I can be all over the bed, like, wake up half off this big bed. Like, I don't know how I got there, but I'm curled up in the ball next to the wall. I don't know why. But it's my bed and I can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't really have that trouble of moving around too much. I pretty much stay in the same spot.
So
whether
he's
here or
not. Yeah.
You
see, I had adjusted to my ex. Like, I would stay still for him because he would move around. But, like, I got free of the, and now I just want, I want my bed. Like, it's mine. I don't have to share it. Like, I mean, I want to share it sometimes. But,
well, the
like,
perk to my,
if they can go home after.
Well, the perk to my ex, though, even though we were together for 6.5 years, we only slept together in the bed for the first year and a half, maybe two.
Really?
And then after that, he worked third shift for a while, and then I got used to not sleeping next to him, and I was pretty okay with that. It wasn't the best relationship. So I was fine with sleeping by myself.
I think we got a caller, huh?
Yes, we do.
All right, you want to let her up? Or him?
I'm trying.
I got
Hello?
You.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the line.
Hi. What are we
Hi.
Talking about?
Well, we're talking about relationships and how the pros and the cons, like, of having a relationship versus being single. I say the best part of being single is having my own bed to me, like yes, I miss the cuddle thing, but like after you fall asleep and you wake up curled up in a ball because your spouse has all the bed or all the covers, I don't miss that. That's something that I don't miss. I love being single and having my own bed. That's where we're at.
Okay. Okay.
Is there something your husband does
for...
that annoys you? Like. And he does it all the time, and like a stupid bad habit.
Okay. Well, I haven't been single for so fucking long that I forget how that is.
I'm going on not relationship for like 4 or 5 years now. Wow,
okay.
It's been that long. Damn, that's a long time when you were together for so forever. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you miss about relationships? Do you know? Or after so long, do you just stop missing it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'll back up a bit. So, like, being married for 20 years, well, not 20, but being together with the same person for 20 years, it's like, you know what they do. And
yeah, I
you
would
know.
So, you know them by heart. Like, and sometimes you end up developing your life around them. And it's like, I don't miss that, not going to lie. I love that. If I want to just walk out the door and go to a store, I can do that, and there's no one to answer to about it. Like, it's great.
That
I can still
awesome.
Kind of do that. I can do that.
I miss cooking for someone. I miss cooking big meals. I miss that. I do miss the, you know, having someone to cook for. Like, when you're cooking for just yourself, you end up doing some box meals because it's just you. You don't have to make something extravagant. But when you're cooking for someone else, there's, like, a better feeling from doing it. Like, you're all happy. You want to be like, I want to be like Rachel Ray in the kitchen. You know what I mean? But
you can come cook
yourself,
for
you're
me.
Like,
give me a break.
Chef Boyardee. I'd cook for you any day, baby girl.
Yay.
I'll cook you chili. You remember the recipe I gave you?
Oh, no. Yes. We actually make that often.
I love every time you tell me that the kids request it. I'm just like, ah, a little piece of me over in your family.
Oh,
like,
my daughter loves it.
Auntie Nikki gave us that recipe.
It is amazing.
I do miss pleasing someone almost as often as I don't miss having to do it. You know what I mean? Like the cute little things that you got to do for each other, and like you just felt good about doing it. I do miss that. But I have an online kind of relationship thing, so like I just say nice sweet things to him, and I get that out of my system. And it works. So
and you
works.
Still get your bed to yourself.
And I still get my bed to myself. Thank you. You get it. You're understanding what I'm putting down here. So, but no, really, on the relationship things, like, did you know that, like, they'll have a pattern and they'll follow it? And it'll be the thing you hate the most. Like, they're going to come home from work and they're going to take their shoes off in the exact spot that you trip over them every time they do it. And they still do it. It's like, haha, you got to pick my shoes up and you almost fell on your face. Like, do they plot that? Is that like, do they take them aside in junior high and say, so here's how you piss off your wife? And then give you glasses, like they taught us how not to get pregnant, and, you know, when they pull you aside in health. I bet you that's what they're teaching the guys. They're like, you got to burp as manly as you can, inhale up your ear, drink some pop. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But what if the chick can burp more manly than the guy?
Hey, yo. So I'm going to take the piss on that. Because that's another thing I don't have to do is act like a lady because there's a guy present. Like, sometimes I have to open my window because of myself. So.
But no. You're not saying, though, like, does Brian have any?
Have any what?
Any bad habits like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. He stinks us out of the room quite often.
Well,
he's like, tell me what I had for dinner.
Oh,
like,
I love when they see something really retarded like that. And they're like, no, I'll be a smart ass. And I'd say, oh, ain't that sexy? You're just falling over there. Like, let me do the most gross, disgusting thing in front of you. And I'm going to look at you and be like, babe, that was so sexy. Like, hey.
He'll come up to me and he'll be right beside me and be like, hey, tell me what I have for dinner. I'm like, no.
Yeah. If she loves you, she'll tell you that was a good burp.
Yeah.
That's real love.
Oh, man.
Yo, deep in love when she burps better than you.
Oh, my God. When I was pregnant, I would burp so loud. And I used to make jokes because people would be like, good God. And I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
but
that's pregnant, how I got pregnant.
You
that burp was...
for anything that came out of your body except for the baby.
Right?
Like, everything
sometimes
else
I'm
was
like,
the baby's fault.
That's what I would say. I'm like, well, the baby made me do it. And then I would be like, man, that burp was so sexy. That's how I got pregnant.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, and that's something too, though, but that us females do that too when we partner up. We stop being so ladylike. Like, come on, let's be honest. After the first few dates, when you know you hooked them, you stop being as ladylike. So, like, that's one thing about being single that is different. Like, you got, like, I have to constantly worry if I look like a lady. When you're married, you don't have to constantly worry about that. Just like, I'm married. No one cares if I look like a lady. But when you're a single woman, like, it matters. Like, you can't go outside and look horrible because people notice that about a single woman. But a married woman, nobody notices that she has on pajama pants and a dressy shirt and like some Uggs and maybe like a hoodie, you know what I mean? Like whatever mommy picked up that day. Nobody would think twice about that. But when you're a single woman and you don't have a child with you, oh my God, even more. It looks like we got another caller, hen.
We'll go ahead and bring them on too.
All right. Caller number two, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, girls?
Hi, hon. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hello.
I got to stick up for the relationship here. You
gonna stick it out? Stick up for it?
I think I gotta take that route because I gotta tell you I don't want to say recently, but it's been a year since I've been in a relationship, and I have to say I do miss it a lot. So.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't miss it. I'm saying stuff I don't miss though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I do miss. All right, I have an online thing. So, hi, honey. But anyways, so I get a little bit of the parts of relationship that I miss. You know what I mean? I think that helps me to not do the relationship thing. For me, I can't handle another person constantly there all the time, unless it's a kid, because kids need an adult. But I don't want to ever be an adult for another adult again. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to pick out his socks anymore or tell him, yo, throw that shirt away, it's stained. You know what I mean?
Wait. You have to pick out his
socks. You don't throw the
shirt
away, do you?
I disagree with
you.
That.
Listen.
No.
No. I can still see that freaking stain from 2 years ago, man. It's true though. I do the laundry, so like, I know that that's discolored. I remember before it was, like, before it even got discolored, how pristine what it used to be. It's not no more. That means it's stained. So you should just toss it out. It's a white tee. Like, it costs like $3.
That's if it's a white tee. I mean, there are some shirts and some things you can't get rid of.
Well, black tees, I ain't gonna see your coffee stain. So you can keep that. You know what I mean?
I
still all you want on your black tee, I can't see.
Alright, I got one of those stories from my ex.
Story time, yeah.
I got one of those stories from my ex. I had a shirt that I had from college that was it was one of those keepsake things, and it meant the world to me, and it didn't matter that it was ripped all sides, and like, I wore it for every sport I ever played. And then, you know, she did the wash one day, and she's like, I'm throwing this out. And I was like, no, you can't throw that out. That's been a part of me since high school. Like, I'm keeping that. And then, you know, and just like you said, where you're like, she did the exact same thing, blew up on me about, oh, you got to get rid of this.
When I left my husband, I took his hoodie. It's still, like, legit. You can have it all. Whatever is there. I'm taking your hoodie, and I don't care what you got to say. Have the dog. I'm keeping your sweater. I still got it. It's based next to hoodie. It's our face. It's the one thing that we still share the same love for, Basenecker. Like, and our daughter, obviously. But Basenecker. Like, that DJ is just, Wild Style Method is my favorite track. But I took his Basenecker hoodie. I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of bad about it, but not
bad enough.
Hey, I think
it's our job
to
take the hoodies, though.
Huh?
I think it's our job to take the hoodies. I mean, that's in the whole detail.
Years I wore that hoodie. That wasn't his. I just let him say it was. Like, 13 years, that was my hoodie. Like,
that is what y'all
you
try to do.
You said it was yours because it was
try
cool.
To do that.
No, there is no
my
try. That's what the women do. That's our job.
No, it's because you broke the hoodie in. All right, listen. Because you guys are bigger than us. Well, but your sizes are bigger than our sizes. So, like, when you get this oversized hoodie, and it's an oversized hoodie on you. It's an oversized hoodie dress on me. And it's so comfortable. It's like walking around in a blanket. It's the best feeling in the world. Like, your exes, and it's even better when it's your exes. Like, yeah, I stole that bitch. Like, it's way better. It's like, yeah, I stole it from the ex. And it's like, I don't know. I know this is the girl who is like, compliment your friends last week, and I'm like, I stole my ex-husband's sweater. What?
Wow.
Bipolar much, huh? But yeah.
So caller one, have you stolen your husband's hoodie?
Excellent.
No, I could. I am much bigger than my husband. And no. No, he would not be caught dead in a hoodie because he is a guy that does not wear a fucking hoodie.
Oh, so he's like my brother. My brother will go outside in like a t-shirt and it's like 30 degrees out there.
Yeah, yeah, no. I would not wear his hoodie because I cannot fit in it. I'm a lot fatter than him. That's how the world goes.
I was a lot bigger than my husband, too, but he just wore really baggy clothes. That's why it was perfect, because it was really baggy on him. So when I wore it, it was like a fitted sweater. It was like, that's the way it should have been. It was my sweater.
Right. Well, not in my case. I wish it was, but it's not.
No, maybe Faye had it planned for a reason. Maybe he spilt milk on that sweater and it like molded in the sweater and you would have got sick if you had to wear it. See? Better yet,
that's
not wear that sweater. I'm just saying,
no.
Guys are snobs. They won't throw out their white t-shirts.
Just no, there's no fucking reason that I would wear a sweater.
You don't have any female ones?
Hmm? What?
You don't have female? Do you have, like, female hoodies?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I would, my hoodies would, like, cover him, like, tremendously.
He stole your sweater, huh?
My puppet sweaters, yes.
Yeah, he stole your sweaters. That's fucked up. He switched roles on you. That ain't even fair. We ought to hunt him down for our sweater back.
I will cover him in my puppet sweaters. Right. Sorry. I'm a fucking buzzkill.
No.
Hey, caller number two.
Gotcha.
Are they still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up? Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Did you ever have your sweater stolen from you, number two?
Yep. Well, technically she stole it and I stole it back. So.
All right, what I don't understand about you guys is why don't you pretend that the other sweater is your favorite sweater so we don't take it?
Oh, no, she...
Yeah, like, that's what you pretend that you're not favorite sweater.
No,
and talk about it in front of us, because that's the one we're going to take. You know what I mean? So, no, I'm telling you,
took
man,
it,
mind over matter. They're just
like,
I want his favorite
sweater. She took my sweater out of my drawer, and she was like, oh, this is an awesome sweatshirt. She was like, this is an awesome sweatshirt. I'm going to wear it. I was like, yeah, that's... I was like, you know, when we were dating, I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then... when she broke up with me, she tried to keep it, and I was walking out of the house, and I was like, wait, I forgot something. I ran back in, and I was like, aha, my sweatshirt. Grabbed that shit, and I was like, I'm out of here. Because, A, it was my favorite sweatshirt of all time, and it had my name on it.
Yo,
so,
you listen. No, bravo. I'll tell you what, next when one did come get for me. Bravo.
Hey, Red, we have another caller. We have another caller. Caller number three.
Yeah.
Caller number three, you're on the air.
Woo. Hey, Puddin' and Red, how you doing? It's Farmer.
Hello, Farmer.
I was just wondering if you got me a new bag of Doritos.
Listen, I'm just going to let I have a huge bag of chips on the side of me, right? And I want to eat them so bad. But I'm wearing a headset.
No.
So I can't do that. And they're talking to me. They're like, eat me. You want to do it. I had to, like, tuck them on the side of the thing where I can't see them anymore. I'm not going to.
So,
No, I'm like, temptation, hide away.
So, putting that, that's why I was calling, just to make sure that you ran and got me a new bag of Doritos for tomorrow morning.
Actually, I didn't eat all the Doritos. I only ate a few
of them. Yo, just like the guy.
Well,
just like the guy.
See, Well, what happened was earlier when Brian was doing his show, I snuck into the office and I stole his bag of Doritos and ate some of them. And I posted a picture.
Yo, so, Jason, when you get the craving for a Dorito, mama, you just gotta have one. Or
right.
You're gonna hide
it back. I just called to bust some chops and just to make sure that there will be Doritos in my studio tomorrow morning.
I'm eating them right now. Hold on. No, I'm kidding. If I was close enough, I would totally eat your bag of Doritos on the air, Farmer.
No, I'm sure you would, and I would definitely let you.
You let me eat your Doritos, Farmer?
Mm-hmm.
No,
can't eat one.
No, really. Don't say that. I'm going to eat your Doritos now.
All right. Go ahead. I want to hear you chew on them now. Because I know every other guy wants to hear you chew on their Doritos also.
I can't be that bad. I can't do it. I can't eat Doritos on the air.
Yes, you can.
Brian,
that
was a great attitude there.
I'm behind the zero, so I can eat them. Like, I'm not even lying. I'm sitting in my bed knowing that Doritos are hidden. And one of them so bad, and you had to call in and talk about Doritos.
Red, I give you permission to chew on your Doritos right now because every guy wants to hear you suck on the Dorito as we speak.
Listen, you're asking me to chew Doritos on the air.
I'm asking you to suck and chew on Doritos on the air right now.
Listen, if I'm sucking in the air, $2.99 a minute, motherfucker. That's the only way you get to hear sucking on the air.
Exactly. So but I'm waiting, and I won't hang up until you do it.
I'm doing it now because you said I can't. No, I'm not doing it. I'm hiding the chips again.
Come on.
No, we're going to talk about relationships, Mama, not chips.
Well, relationships is all good about sucking and chewing and everything else like that. So it's a great segue for you.
Nibble. You can nibble. Don't chew. That would hurt.
Well, like, slightly gnaw a little.
Don't chew. It would, like, gnaw your arm off. I ain't coyote ugly.
Right. So you're not going to nibble. So you're not going to slightly chew on your Doritos for me?
No. That sounds so dirty. Now I want to do it. Stop tempting me to eat my Doritos on the air. We're supposed to be talking about relationships, and now all I want is my Doritos.
Exactly. So that's why I called.
You know what I don't miss about relationships? Having to share my Doritos.
Right. So
you know what
you
I don't miss
about
friends' relationships? Their wives stealing my Doritos.
So have you ladies talked about being number one and number two on the network? And so I think
we don't like to
that
our
if
own
you
horn.
Suck and chew or nibble, as you say, on Doritos, I am sure that will secure your spot for number one this week.
The bag is open. The chips are coming out. We want to be number one. I don't know if people hear me talking, but I'm talking while I eat him.
No, there you go. No, that's never polite, talking with your mouth full.
I'm chewing chips on the air. Who cares? If you're going to do it right. Talk with your mouth
exactly.
full, chew chips in the air. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lick my fingers, too.
You ladies are awesome. I appreciate it. Put me on mute. And get back to your show. And Puddin, I expect Doritos in the studio.
Hey,
Farmer,
I gave him back his
Doritos. So good right now.
All right. I'm hooked on this whole Dorito thing. Hey, you ladies too. Take care, guys.
Me too.
Bye.
Yo, what's awesome is Farmer's a producer for us, and he just talked me into being really rude on the air. That was great. That's awesome. If we got paychecks, I'd be happy he was signing mine. How about that?
Right.
All
right,
guys.
That he actually called in.
Caller number one is going out. So, good night.
Oh, you're going to bed?
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night, hon.
Yep. Good night. Peace out.
Call number two, you still there with us?
I'm still rocking with you guys.
Yo, so how horrible did the chip chewing sound? Because I can't hear myself chew.
No.
It wasn't bad.
We're really going to get number... Listen, I'm going to chew him out if we... Like, I chewed on that. I'm going to chew him out if we're not number one now. Because he said, oh, you're in tier slot. So if we don't get number one listeners, it's his... It's Fama's fault. You can blame him. I hope he's listening.
You just asked me that question.
Yeah.
Anything that goes in and out of your mouth is okay in my book.
You know... Yes. You know, yes. No, sneezes and coughs. What about a cough? You inhale air and then you cough out sickness.
It happens.
I would be the one to find the one thing that you don't want to go in and out of your mouth. I can think of a million and one things you do want to put in and out of your mouth, though. Like a toothbrush. Food, you know, the fork and the spoon. A dick. That can go in and out of your mouth. That's probably the thing that goes in and out of people's mouths most in the world. Think about it.
It is. A lot will deny.
Yeah.
A lot will deny
if you're
it, but it's
good
true.
Hands. That's all states, man. No, but how the fuck do we end up talking about in the mouth? Yeah, relationships.
Because it's part of a relationship.
Yes, it is. All right, I don't know how,
kind of
but I tell my brothers this. Never marry a girl that won't put your dick in her mouth. Don't do it. Because if she doesn't trust your dick in her mouth, why would you trust her pussy in yours? Like, what reason does she have to not want to? Like, I'm sorry. That's the woman you're marrying, so that's who you're going to choose for the rest of your life. You're never going to get a blowjob ever again. Don't marry a bitch that don't suck a dick. I'm sorry. If she won't suck your dick, there's a lot of other things that she won't do for you that she's supposed to do it and for her wifely duties. I'm sorry. If you can look at him and be like, nah, I'm not doing that. What else can you say no to? You know what I mean? No. Wait. I don't understand how you don't want to do it. Like, how you find it not wifely. Like, yeah, wives suck dick. They've been doing it since the beginning of penis invention. Like, the first dick got sucked, guys. You know what I mean? Like,
I have a funny story.
Tell it.
Yay, story time.
I was at work. Story time.
I was working on a Black Friday. We were open 24 hours on the inside at the place I was working at. And me and a bunch of coworkers were talking about head and how to do it. And like me and some of the girls were talking about how you guys were the lady in the dining room heard us, and she come up, and she's like, I'd just like to say that the chicken sandwich that I got was really hot, and it burned my mouth and my lips. Now I can't go home and perform my wifely duties. Can I speak to a manager?
Yo, did she get something free for that? I'd give her all the free things. Like, I can't go through the dick now. I need free food.
I think she only came up because she heard us.
I need free food. You deserve it.
Oh.
I think she only came up there because she heard us. We lost it. We completely lost it.
How do you know? But how would you look a customer in the eye for that, like, and not laugh at them? I couldn't do it. I don't know.
It was very
hard.
I looked at her and had to turn around real fast and was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me right now. And then
no,
I walked over
right
to
away
the drive-thru and started
laughing.
Give her
something free just for admitting that. Like, just for saying
right.
that in public with no shame, she deserves something free. Like,
right.
I'm sorry. That's no shame. No shame. Like, I can't go home and suck a dick because your food was too hot. If somebody go through that amount of embarrassment to get something free, they deserve it. Like, seriously, if you have to admit that you cannot suck a penis when you get home for a free burger, you deserve that free burger. You just have to. I'll buy
you
a drink.
I agree. I would have just said, here, whatever you want, here, just take it and go.
yeah, even if her tongue wasn't burnt, even if her, because you know that the burger didn't burn her tongue, that she couldn't go perform her wifely duties. Like,
right.
I have eaten way too hot food and still perform my wifely duties that night. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, the mouth is the fastest healing part of the human body. So,
I have had a major toothache and still performed my duties. I fought through
the
pain.
Yeah, well, I've done that so that he'd go to the store to get something for my toothache. I'm like, come on, baby, just go. It's 4 a.m. I got a toothache. I don't want to go. Yo, how fast your dick before you go? Just go. You know, that's the thing about a relationship is you can trade sexual favors and just be like, well, I'll give you a blowjob. Just do it, babe.
Well,
that
doesn't work for me because I like to do it, so I'll do it regardless.
Nah, baby.
I already had
you like when I do it.
I already had the medicine
that's
anyway.
Where you get
I was just like.
Girls have been treated since the dawn of a penis. You're gonna go kill that mammoth over there and feed us. I'll suck your dick later. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like being president should come with a blowjob. Like, you're the president of the United States of motherfucking America. You should walk into the office every day and a blowjob be your first thing you get. While reading the newspaper like, I did that today. You know what I mean? Like, you're the fucking president of the United States. You deserve a blowjob. That's my opinion. Fuck, everyone deserves at least one really awesome blowjob in their life. Like, even girls, like, obviously it's not a blowjob when we get it, but even they deserve that one, you know, that one mouth that fucking knocks you off your feet and was like, don't stop, even though you couldn't breathe anymore. You know what I mean? We all need at least one. If you can get, like, 12 of those in your lifetime, you lived it up. Yeah, that's the girl you marry. Not the one that won't suck your dick, that one. The one that knocked your rocks off with that blowjob. Because if anything, she's going to lose her look. She's going to get lazy eventually. She's, you know what I mean? It happens. That's what happens when you get in a relationship. The newness wears off and you start being comfortable around each other. So even after all that happens, if she gives you a great blowjob, at least you're getting good dome. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't getting a good sandwich, but you're getting the best blowjob ever. I'll take the best blowjob ever over a sandwich. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm in my own sandwich. Give me head.
No shit.
one of my exes used the blowjob against me.
I never use it against someone. Like, if my husband had asked me for a blowjob, he gets a blowjob. Like, he asked me to suck his dick. His wife. That's my job.
No. She made the bet. We were talking about sports at the time, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to root for this team. I can't root for this team. I don't want to. And she goes, oh, I have a way to make you. And I was like, no, you can't. And she's like, well, yeah, if they win, I'll give you a blowjob. I was like, all right, I'm in. I'm root. I was like, now I'm rooting for that. All right. I was like, I can root for that.
All right, listen. Always root for the blowjob, but you shouldn't have to root her on. All right, if your man says, baby, suck my dick. You know how many times you say, baby, kill that spider. Oh, my God, babe, get that bug. I think I saw a mouse. Like, how many times does he have to get up from watching his baby show to come in and kill some stupid spider that was a daddy long legs that ain't going to harm you? You know what I mean? Like, just suck his dick, man. He killed the spider. Like, he saved you from that crazy monster spider over there. Suck his fucking dick. Like, you
I just
want to
put
way
this
more
out there. My man doesn't
blowjob.
Have to ask.
Yeah.
Wake I just, up he don't ask. I just do it. I'm usually the one like, hey, I want to suck your dick. Can I do it now?
Listen, if you suck his dick good now, he's going to do you good later.
Yeah.
You know, but if you that gave him, true. If you give him like a fucking half-assed blowjob, he's just going to give you like a limp dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I won't give him a blowjob so good that he's thinking about it when he fucks you later. You know what I mean?
I've done that.
You see? Yeah, it's the pride. I'm the pride you must have felt. Pride you must have been like, yeah, that was me. I did that. That one. Being single, like being in a relationship, you can brag about sucking your man's dick and nobody got a problem with it. But if you're a single girl and you're like, yes, I sucked that guy's dick so good, no, everyone's gonna call you a slut. You know what I mean? Like even if that's the first dick you suck, you're still a slut because you're single and you're talking about sucking dick. But I don't believe that. All right, listen, you can't call someone. Don't call people sluts and whores and shit. Because, like, unless they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, like someone who's not in an open relationship or someone who's married, you know, shouldn't, or they are married or something. Unless they're doing that wrong, they're just single people keeping single people happy. They're single so that they don't have a relationship. Why can't they have sex with other single people? You know what I mean? They're single for the same reason as that person's single. So it's just single people keeping single people happy. The only time doing sex with somebody is bad is when you should, like, think about it. If you're boning a married man and you're single and he's not in an open relationship, or because there's a bunch of different types of relationships, you know, if he shouldn't be fucking you, then you're a bad person because you shouldn't have been fucking someone else's. Otherwise, you're just single people keeping single people happy. Because I just don't see why a girl should be called a whore if she's single and the people that she's messing with is single too. They're not doing nothing wrong. Like, how does that have any kind of? No, they're just listen, five of those guys smiling, and she's responsible for that. If she's doing better than the married woman is, because her guy ain't even smiling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because let's not lie. After about 3 or 4 years, you've gotten so comfortable with each other that there's days. I'm gonna stay for you. You know what I mean? Relationships go.
Hey, Red, you're getting choppy.
Am I?
Yeah, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Am I choppy?
Yeah, you're still breaking up.
See, it's because I eat chips.
There you
this
go.
This is Farmer's fault.
Yeah, blame Farmer.
I am going to blame Farmer. I did. I just did so blame Farmer. Yeah, he sends me a message via the talk therapy chat. A picture of you sucking your chips. I said too late. Farmer's awesome. Am I still choppy?
No, you sound okay right now.
Maybe it's my Wi-Fi.
See, you guys can't go my show style because we usually blame Brian.
No, she can blame Brian all she wants. She's got more right to blame him than you do. Legit. Every time one of her kids acts fool, yo, that's his fault. He got me pregnant. Yo, she got more right to blame Brian than anyone ever has. It's his fault.
When the kids are bad, the little one, our little devil, she is the devil, I swear, on everything. She is the devil. And that's his fault. I tell him
my
all the time.
My father said I was spawned a Satan. I'm not ticklish. Even as a baby, I wasn't ticklish. I don't know. There's a lot of people that actually aren't ticklish. Even as a baby, I wasn't ticklish. I'm not ticklish. You can't tickle me. My dad said, she's the spawn of Satan. This baby is the spawn of Satan. What baby is not ticklish? What baby do you, and I was the fattest little chubbiest baby. Like, Danielle, you seen a picture of my daughter when she was a baby. Chubby, chubby.
Yes.
I was that chubby. I was that baby that you pinched their cheeks. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I did. Little fat baby that didn't know. My dad was like, you are the spawn of Satan. You have to be the spawn of Satan. You're a little chubby baby that don't giggle. It's like a cat that's a cute meow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, babies giggle. So the best part about having a baby, I don't do. Like, that's bad. I was the spawn of Satan. Even my teenage years, I was the worst. I was like, all right, I was the cool kid. But like, and very social. Everyone knew who I was. But I was the one that did sneak out, and I was like, way too young to be doing that. So, Yeah, that's what happens when you have a baby that don't giggle. They're the spawn of Satan. And they grow up and they sneak out in the middle of the night and you have to go pick them up in the police station because they got arrested being in the club and they were only 16.
Well, damn.
So.
Wow, this explains so much.
It does, doesn't it? It so explains so. What's great is that, Chris, you are now in our group. Chris is now in our group, guys.
I wasn't talking about you, but I'm the same way. I'm not ticklish, and that explains. I was talking about that explains a lot of my life.
Oh, so you're spawn of Satan too?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I just theoried out you spawn of Satan too, but no, really.
Well then, fuck! I must be an angel then.
Yeah, like come on, every baby giggles except for us.
I am
we're
extremely
Satan, ticklish. We weren't babies. We were spawns of Satan. Babies giggle when you tickle them. Fucking spawn of Satan.
Well, I'm very ticklish, so I must be an angel.
Actually, you are, though. No. She is, like, the sweetheart of the admin team, too. Like, she's the sweetheart. She's always the sweet one. But when you get fierce in a post, oh, my God, it's great. Like, when she's like, I'll go yell at them. I'll delete them. And I'm just like, go, girls, go. Like, she can't even say it mean. Like, she's like, silly fuckers or something. Like, I cussed. I can't even say it nice. That's how spawn of Satan I am. But you are the angel of the group. Like, you are, though. Everyone's like, when you get, like, really sexy in a post or something, they're like, wow, did you see Danielle? Like, legit. She'll be the talk in the admin group. Like, oh, my God, did you see that pic? Out of nowhere, Danielle popped out with that.
I popped out. What was it? Was it the tie or the guitar pictures that everybody?
Both of them. Oh my! Listen, I won't take that down in MeWe. Like I will not. You notice that it's still up, and I have
yes.
yet to throw a cover photo contest there, and I'm not gonna, because that's like your tits are now the group therapy mascot, and they are. And MeWe, like, that's the first cover photo contest that won, and that's the only one it's going to be. It's
that's
just
awesome.
A really good picture, and then we put group therapy in words, like, perfect. This is our lives. We talk about your tits being our mascot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We only got 12 minutes left. Holy cow, the hour went by fast.
It
did. That's what happens when you eat Doritos live on the air. Time flies.
That happened, guys. Yo, I put stuff in my mouth on the air and sucked. Yes, about actually.
All right, ladies. I'm gonna let you close out the show since you got like 10 minutes left. So.
All right, honey.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in again.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
We'll see you on Facebook.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Yo, he's like our awesome fan. Like, he calls in every week. He's great.
He is.
So, we didn't really learn anything tonight. Like,
no,
you know
how
normally this is like the part of the show where I go, so let's do what did we learn? We didn't learn shit tonight. And we didn't, like, not even going to lie, we came into the episode going, we were like, let's talk about relationships because we know about that, right? And we didn't do any studying and nothing. But the hour went by so quick compared to last week.
It did.
I was so nervous last week. I didn't do no studying, and Chris saved my ass on that. Like, he's like our go-to fan. He's awesome, isn't he?
He is.
Shout out to him. Like, see that? Even when you're off the air, what did we learn tonight? He's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
also, we had another caller too.
Here's what we can tell him. This is what you learned tonight, guys. Lie about what your favorite sweater is. If you don't want to be that guy that lost his sweater at the end of a relationship, lie about it. You lied about a lot. You were married. You lied. I don't want to hear you didn't lie. You were married, you lied to her about something. You might as well just lie about the sweater. get
and
the
then
one
you get
is
to
your
keep
favorite
your
sweater.
Sweater.
There you go. Then you get to keep your favorite sweater. And you're just like, ha ha, bitch, that wasn't even my favorite sweater. Yo, I'd be DM'd. I bet you my ex-husband did that. I bet you the sweater I'm so happy I took wasn't really his favorite.
Nah, but
can
it
you
was.
Imagine? Yeah, it was. It probably, yeah, no, he wore it everywhere that he could when I didn't have it on, which was like all the time. In the wintertime, I wore it a lot. Because it was just the perfect thickness and everything. Like, it was like a jacket for me. For him, it's just a hoodie. But for me, in the winter, that's a jacket. It's all big. It's like walking around in a blanket, you know? But if
yeah,
you ever loved her, you should let her take that sweater. I'm just saying. Like, remember
yep.
when you really loved her and you proposed? When you propose, it's like saying, when you leave me, I know you're going to take my sweater. I love you that much. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I failed epically at a relationship, so don't take my advice, guys. I'm like, you love her. Let her take your sweater.
I agree with
you, actually,
though.
Well, or buy two of the same sweater, guys.
Hey,
no, because she's still
going to
take the
that.
One that you wear. She's still going to take the one that you wear. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Like, I promise you. She'll know by the smell, too. Remember, she sleeps next to you. She'll know by the smell. She knows what your sweater smells like. You come home, and listen, guys, this is the biggest thing that you guys get caught on. She can smell another girl's perfume. I know another girl's perfume. Like, that's not my perfume. Why your sweater smell like that? So, yo, don't ever wear your favorite sweater if you're going to cheat. Don't wear your favorite sweater. Girls, if they don't wear their favorite sweater, they're cheating. No. I'm just saying. But, yeah, don't wear your favorite sweater if you're going to cheat, guys. I'm just telling you that right now. Don't do it. Because she wears your sweater, she's going to smell it on you. She's going to smell it. And if you're going to cheat, don't cheat with girly girls. Because girly girls have makeup and girly girls spray perfume all over their bed before you get there. Yes, we do. And it's not because we want you to smell like us. We do it because we want you to smell what we smell like. Like our favorite scent, you know what I mean? But you guys walk home smelling like that. Yo, and she's going to smell it on your favorite sweater. In fact, wear that itchy one that she's never going to touch and she makes you wash. That one, wear that sweater. Because that's the one she's not going to catch in. You know what I mean? So what did we learn tonight?
Buy two sweaters or lie about it.
Buy two sweaters or lie about it. I'm going to post that in therapy in the group tomorrow. Buy two sweaters or lie about it.
If you really want to keep it and it's your favorite, lie about which one it is.
Yeah. Because you can't, the two sweater thing won't work, guys. Because she's going to take the one you wear. She's going to know. Because look, I knew when there was a stain on the white t-shirt, even though you guys bleached it out. I was like, nah, I still see the stain. So they're going to know that it's a girl's thing. They're going to know if that's the sweater you wear all the time by something as simple as a stain. See why you should throw that shirt out?
Or by the way it fits.
Yep, the way it fits. Because they, well, if you alternate the sweaters. But then what you're really doing is just you're showing her you love her because you're breaking a sweater in for her as you break yours in too. Now that's love. Yeah,
that
get
is.
Two sweaters.
Actually,
you
love
might
is.
You want to get a third one for when she steals both of them.
Speaking of love, that's was me this morning. The reason Farmer called in is because I snuck in here and took Brian's Doritos while he was doing his show this morning. And then I went in the bedroom and I posted a picture on Facebook saying that's love still in your man's Doritos.
while he's on air. You know,
yep.
I'm so glad none of you people are with me right now because my Doritos are sitting right here. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to rub on those Doritos.
I didn't eat all his Doritos, though. I saved him a bunch.
It doesn't matter. They went steal. If you open that bag of Doritos, like, I have to eat this whole bag of Doritos because it's going to go stale, no matter if you tie it up or not. Your Doritos go stale if you don't eat them. So you got to buy, like, the $1.59 bag of Doritos because those ones are the perfect size. I didn't. I bought the bigger bag. So now I'm – it's Farmer's fault. When
oh,
I
there's no way
weight,
I could eat this whole bag. I couldn't eat this whole bag of Doritos. It's a big family size bag.
Yo, no, no, no. Every bag of Doritos is a personal size bag if you have enough faith in it. I'm telling you, if you believe in yourself, you can do it. I'm gonna, as soon as the show is over, and I'm gonna smoke a nice bowl, eat my Doritos. I'm gonna think about Pharma when I do it too. So I'm just like, yeah, this one's for you, Pharma. Hit the bowl,
nice.
Grab some Doritos, talk with my mouth full. But
nice.
Do you see, really though, I'm a girl that doesn't live with a man. I'm doing the not commitment thing, and I'm a girl that chewed. And I said I was like, yeah, you don't gotta act like a lady because there's not a guy to do it around. And I even did it on the air. Single life. Yeah. Hashtag single life, guys. I didn't fart though. I wouldn't do that. I mean, unless like, all right, maybe if it were silent. Okay, what did
but
we learn tonight? Don't fart on the air, but you can chew on the air. We're just making up things to learn in the last few minutes because we didn't learn anything on the show except for the sweater thing.
We really got off topic.
But we had good conversation. It was good.
We did. It was. It was great.
And we had the most callers that we've ever had.
I know.
Yo, I worked my butt off on some promo today
for
two different groups and our page and the talk show. I really hope we get the high numbers this week because I worked my butt off on trying. You know what I mean?
You really did. You did awesome. And if not, then we'll just throw the bag of Doritos at Farmer.
I'm eating them.
Throw the wrapper at him then. The bag, the empty bag. Throw him at Farmer.
It's a big one. You got to fill it with something, though, if you're going to throw it at him. Like, but not Doritos, because I'm eating those.
Then, I don't know.
You could fill a bag with dicks. A bag of dicks and beat Farmer with it.
There you go.
We love dicks on this show, you know?
It looks like we have another caller.
Now we got two. So let's try this.
Alrighty.
Caller, you're on
Hello?
The air. You got 2 minutes to talk to us. We got 2 minutes left,
caller.
All right.
How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. I ate on the air. I put something in my mouth and took it out on live radio.
I know. I was listening the whole time. That was pretty funny. Hey, speaking of funny, though, I got a couple jokes for you guys.
All right, well, you got a minute and 51 seconds to tell us.
All right, for sure. So the first joke, this is a real good one. The first joke is, what do you call a Lego man without a head?
What do you call it?
A dead fucking nigger. Faggot, 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 nigger, 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 nigger.
Ouch. What was that?
All right. I have no clue.
Do not call it that. And I think he said the word, and whoever was smarter enough in that room with him kept smacking him in the back of the head until he repeated it every time. Because he got slapped in the back of the head. And if that didn't happen, that should have happened. Don't fucking use that word. And on that note, we have a minute left. Let me calm down. Dude, I ought to beat you with that word.
No kidding.
That was the most disgusting thing. And you know what? He's the only man on earth that don't deserve to get his dick sucked. And on that note, we have no time left, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Therapy.